welcome out to the Yards After College podcast, the regular season finale edition of the Yards After College podcast here, brought to you, as always, here on KSOsports.com. I'm Sam Farnsworth. Kyle Ireland's on the other end of the microphone as well, as always, to bring in the latest and greatest on our local players, the players with local ties, high school, college, whatever it may be, here to the state of Utah, who are playing in the National Football League. And it's great to be wrapping up the regular season, Kyle, because now we get to look forward to the playoffs.
Yeah, this is like my favorite time of year other than Thanksgiving as far as like the football season's concerned for the NFL. I feel like Thanksgiving's like the mini Super Bowl, mini playoff kind of thing. But then like now we're like, we're actually to the games that matter. We don't have to watch the Colts play the Texans anymore. We don't have to watch the Broncos play the Raiders. You know, like we're to some meaningful football games now, Sam. And hopefully my voice holds up throughout this podcast. It's been bad for the last couple weeks, but we're going to give it a go here to talk about some good football.
Well, perfect. We got a lot to touch on and kind of a condensed time frame here. So let's just, you know, we're going to shake it up a little bit this week, Kyle. Normally we kind of save my three stars till later in the program, but for this week, we're going to start it off with my three stars of the week. And man, what a great regular season finale for locals in the NFL segment every week that Jeremiah Jensen does on KSL Sports Live, which is on KSL Channel 5 every Sunday at 10:45 p.m. And we were just loaded. Like, he was making last second adjustments to this right before we're going on the air. It was fantastic. So this week there's a little bit of a theme to my three stars, and I'm sure you'll figure it out by the end of it. So let's get started with my third star.
Third star.
Ellinger under center, and they go to the ground game. This is Zach Moss. Shot out of the cannon. Moss taking no prisoners.
Peterson was just the perfect tonic. Exactly the kind of coach that they needed at that moment. Zach Moss.
Moss still on his feet, and he is in. Touchdown. Zach Moss flexing his muscle.
Okay, there it is. My third star. The first time I believe he has ever been one of my three stars. Colts running back Zach Moss, the former University of Utah running back who is fantastic at the U. He's struggled to kind of find his fit in the NFL. And midway through this season or partway through this season, he was moved from Buffalo over to Indianapolis. Of course, who knows what his future is with the Colts? They're, you know, they've got some good running backs in the stable there. But right now, Zach Moss, with the way injuries and things panned out, was the bell cow back for the Colts here at the end of the season. Gets his first career 100-yard game, 18 carries, 114 yards, and a touchdown. I hope Zach Moss has found a fit for him in the NFL.
Yeah, pretty cool moment for him in the season finale, Sam. The fact that it was his first touchdown of the season after not finding the end zone during his time in Buffalo. It just felt like, one, Buffalo didn't run the football hardly at all. I mean, you look at like Devin Singletary's numbers, or they traded for Nyheim Hines from the Colts, and like he just hasn't been utilized in that way other than like, you know, they've used him on kick returns and stuff like that. But Zach kind of just like fell into, you know, the back of that room there in Buffalo. And I think the fact that Jonathan Taylor had some injuries with his ankle and was out for the final few games of the season really gave the Colts an opportunity to let loose with Zach there. And Deion Jackson, one of their other running backs, he had some fumbling issues there at the end of the season. So for him to kind of seize the opportunity that was presented to him, where, you know, he when he was traded, didn't look like it was going to be an opportunity like this at the end of the season. And I don't think we're going to, you know, this performance isn't anything to really write home about. It's just a nod to, you know, him taking an opportunity and taking advantage of it, because it was against the Houston Texans. Let's not like go crazy about it, but I think he's under contract for one more season, and I wouldn't be surprised I don't know. This is crazy. I wouldn't be surprised if the Colts traded Jonathan Taylor. He's got one more deal or one more year left on his deal. I could see them packaging him and like trying to move up to the number one pick with the Bears. Just an interesting thing. I mean, I'm not going to say it's like a above 50% chance or anything like that, but it wouldn't shock me if something like that happened. And Zach showing some promise there at the end of the season is going to play well for him into finding a spot with the Colts next year.
That would be very interesting to see how the Colts handle that. Even if they keep Jonathan Taylor, I think Moss could maybe be a much better fit as a complimentary back.
No, totally. Yeah, I think he showed it well enough to say, hey, this guy has got a chance to prove himself throughout the summer and into camp next year to be our RB2 if Jonathan Taylor comes back as that RB1 next year.
All right, let's move on to the next one.
Second star.
Here is Algier. He's got a lot of running room, and he gets inside the 25-yard line. Keith Smith was part of that blocking corps. That was a lot of yards before anybody touched Algier. Here's Algier. And Algier slips ahead. Works it out to the 50-yard line. First down and a little more will give him 1,000. Toss play. Pruitt blocking. And it is a 1,000-yard season for the rookie out of BYU, Tyler Algier. An incredible story, an incredible ascent to the top of this depth chart. And to hit that benchmark of 1,000 yards and to do it as a rookie, very impressive.
All right, there's my second star. Tyler Algier making his way back into my three stars again, and it's for multiple reasons. He had an outstanding regular season finale, 24 carries, 135 yards on the ground. These last four games of the regular season have been the version of Tyler Algier BYU fans got used to seeing every week running for the Cougars. We're starting to see that in the NFL now. So he had his 135-yard game, but not only that, he eclipsed the 1,000-yard mark. He became the first BYU running back to ever rush for 1,000 yards in an NFL season by doing so. And there's been some great BYU running backs. It's not like BYU is ever a running back factory, so it's not that shocking that it's taken this long, but that's pretty cool to have that asterisk next to your name now. Not only that, his 1,035 yards on the season came on 210 carries. That's almost 5 yards per carry. That is production right there, especially considering that the Falcons for much of the year were kind of rotating backs, even up to four different running backs, right? And Tyler Algier, I think, has cemented himself as the guy. When they drafted him, they said they're hoping that they had a three-down guy. I think maybe he is that guy for Atlanta moving forward. And, man, what a way to start an NFL career.
Like you mentioned there, he didn't really kind of solidify himself as that, you know, lead back until probably middle of the season at the earliest point. And then it was really towards that latter third of the year where he really kind of came on. He finished the year number 14 in rushing yards, Sam. He was a top 15 back, and he didn't play as the starting running back all season long, which is just amazing to me. Cause I mean, you think about it, like there's some pretty good running backs in the NFL. I guess you've got, you know, Justin Fields is ahead of him as a quarterback. So he's probably 13th there as the running back. But I think given a full season as the starting running back, Tyler can put himself up there next year as probably like top 7-8 running back in the NFL if he keeps up this production. Really impressive to see. And I think the cool part about it is he's got some of that home run ability where I didn't necessarily think that he had that as an NFL back.
Right.
And it's been pretty cool to see him be able to break some of those, you know, 50-yard runs. Hopefully, you know, Atlanta, you know, continues to use him. And I think that they will because, you know, they've got a young quarterback in Desmond Ridder. So you don't want to necessarily just like throw everything even into, you know, a young quarterback like him next season as well. You kind of want to bring him along slowly, whereas Tyler's proven himself already. So pretty cool situation and fun to see him, you know, getting that 1,000 yard. It's one of those marks, you know, you, as an NFL running back, if you hit that 1,000 mark, you're like, okay, that was a really good season.
And, you know, you 17 games compared to 16 games. I mean, you know, it is what it is, right? But no one's going to think of it like that anymore in the future, really.
The 1,100 yard backs.
Right, right. You know, 1,000 yards is still the benchmark. It's still quite a feat to reach for and to accomplish. Yeah. All right, let's wrap up my 3 stars.
First star, let's go!
First and goal for the Lions from inside the one. Goff turns, gives Jamal Williams right side end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions.
Yes, sir. Hey, congrats, bro.
Thank you.
Congrats, buddy.
Boy, was that beautiful. It opened up on the right side, and Jamal took it home. First touchdown of the night, 16th of the year, tying Barry Sanders' franchise record for most touchdowns rushing in a single season.
They talk about around here, they talk about around here.
Goff turns, gives to Jamal. Jamal, head down, fighting, trying to get in. At the 1 yard line, did he break the plane? No, they're going to say inside the one, it'll be third and goal.
Bro, he was in.
Third and goal for the Lions from the 6-inch line. Goff out of the gun. Hands to Jamal. This time he's in. Touchdown, Detroit Lions.
Yes, sir. That's right. Hey, congratulations, bro. Deserves it.
That's the motherfucker.
Second of the night for Jamal Williams. 17th of the year, breaking Barry Sanders' all-time franchise record for rushing touchdowns in a single season.
Number one, you've got the theme by now. We're staying on the ground for all three running backs all day for week 18 of the season. Number one star, Jamal Williams. What a season he has had. You know, he's been a great complimentary running back throughout his career. He's a locker room favorite, a team favorite. I guess that's the same thing, a fan favorite. Yeah. And in Detroit, all of that followed him to Detroit, and he quickly became a favorite there. Well, now they gave him the ball, and injuries might have given him more of an opportunity with Swift going down at times during the year, but really he took control of being that primary ball carrier for the Detroit Lions this year, and he eclipsed the 1,000-yard mark, did so in the Sunday night game, so he became the second ever BYU running back to rush for more than 1,000 yards in an NFL season by doing so this season. Did it on 262 carries. It took him more. He averaged 4 yards per carry, but here's the stat everyone's going to remember. It's going to go down in Lions history for a very long time. The 17 rushing touchdowns, two of them on the final game of the year to eclipse Barry Sanders' record that was set back in 1991. I'm telling you, Jamal Williams, they love this guy so much. I don't know if you saw his post-game interview on NBC, how he was crying, talking about his grandfather. And then on the next question, he quickly changed those tears to that same fiery, fun attitude that we know Jamal Williams to have. And he said, you know, don't let the tears fool you. This dog, this mug is all dog, you know. And so what a great, I mean, he is one of the great sports personalities and just a great football player. And it's so awesome to see him rewarded with such a successful season this year.
It's pretty crazy, Sam. You talk about, you know, household names. Like, Jamal became a household name for NFL fans this year, right? Like, everybody knows who Jamal Williams is. It's like kind of like how Taysom Hill became like a gimmicky, you know, name, but like everybody knew who he was. It was a household name. It's like Jamal and Tyler like becoming those, which is pretty cool to see. You look at his season, it's amazing. He had 6 games with multiple rushing touchdowns, and that's pretty hard to do. Pretty impressive to put up the numbers he did. I do wish that they ran him more, like you said, like only 262 carries. It would have been cool to see, you know, if they would have utilized him a little bit more. But, I mean, their offense was like a top 5 offense, so who am I to say that they weren't using him right, right? But the one thing that I will say, that mark about Barry Sanders, I mean, ever since I was a little kid, Sam, you know, learning about football, it was like always like Barry Sanders was like the iconic running back. Like ever since I was a little kid, like, you know, my dad and my uncles, my grandpa, like talking to me about football, it was like Barry Sanders was like the running back that, you know, all these guys would model their games after. He was like the focal point for running backs. So pretty cool to see Jamal get that record.
Yeah, Barry Sanders, he played at the same time as Emmitt Smith. Emmitt Smith, a lot of people consider him as one of the greatest, if not the greatest of all time. I'll tell you this.
If
Barry Sanders ran behind the Cowboys' offensive line,
right,
he would have crushed every rushing record in the books.
Yeah, exactly.
Barry Sanders, in my book, and Jim Brown, Walter Payton, I'm sorry. Those three are the greatest.
Shout out to the Sonics.
Yes, go Sonics. Anyway, those three are the greatest running backs of all time in my book. And now yeah. Jamal Williams broke one of Sanders' records. So, all right, Kyle, let's have a little fun real quick and look back at some of our preseason predictions and how they kind of went.
All right, Sam, we've got MVP. I said Fred Warner. You said Garrett Bowles. These are the local picks. And
yeah.
I think that, you know, Fred's up there. I don't know if he's going to, you know, if he would end up winning that award for us, but he'd be up there. He's pretty close. Pro Bowl player this year.
All pro by his peers.
Yeah. Yeah. No, for sure.
I mean, that's
pretty crazy. I don't know I don't know how I feel about the players poll. It's first year they've done it, but yeah, pretty cool to see. Garrett Bowles, unfortunate injury. So I think with that pick, Sam, it's okay. I understand where I understood where you're going. Rookie of the year, I think we both hit on this, Sam. I'm going to say it's a toss-up here between Tyler Allgeier for me, Devin Lloyd was your pick. I think both of those guys, let's give them co-MVP awards for that because they were both outstanding this season. Breakout player of the year, Sam, I think we both failed on this. I'm going to give you the edge, though. I said Zach Wilson. That clearly did not happen. Maybe breakdown player of the year for that. but Bobby Wagner was your pick. I thought Bobby had a nice season. Wasn't to the level of like Fred Warner, where it's a Pro Bowl caliber year. Like, you know, I probably thought he was going to continue to play at that. But the Rams just were a mess this year. And then comeback player of the year. I don't know how I feel about this because I obviously am a Colts fan, but both of us picked Julian Blackman. Coming off of his injury, he was banged up earlier in the year too. He had an ankle injury, and I feel like there was a little bit that I was left wanting from Julian, and so I'm going to give him a pass on the year and see how he comes back next year. But he had some nice moments down the stretch there. All right, we got to wrap this up quick because I know you got to go. But MVP as a whole award, you had Justin Herbert, I had Patrick Mahomes. I think Herbert's a nice pick. I just don't think that anybody's surpassing what Mahomes did this year.
No.
Offensive player of the year. I actually think that you had a nice shot here with Ja'Marr Chase had he not gotten hurt.
Yeah.
My pick, Jonathan Taylor. The Colts were terrible this year. Their offensive line was good and he was hurt as well. So bad pick by me. Defensive player of the year. I think we both were hurt by injuries on this one, Sam.
Yeah, for sure.
You had TJ Watt, who missed a bunch of the earlier portion of the season, came back, you know, later part of the year. And then Von Miller, for me, it was just like halfway through the year, that pick was shot. I thought he was playing nice until that point in time, though.
He was playing great.
He came out of a cannon to start the year. Oh, my gosh, he was amazing. Rookie of the year, I'm going to give you the edge here. You had Trayvon Walker with the Jags, and I had Kyle Hamilton with the Ravens, who, you know, still coming off the bench there. I'm not a fan there with that pick, but I liked your pick with Trayvon Walker. I thought he was a beast down the stretch for the Jaguars. And then coach of the year, you ran away with this one, Sam. I said Josh McDaniels, who by the end of the season, that pick didn't look as bad as it did like week 8. That pick was so bad week 7, 8, 9. Picked up some games down the stretch. But Doug Peterson was your pick. And my gosh, he might actually end up winning that award because the Jaguars made the postseason and had the number one pick the last 2 years. So credit to you, Sam. That was an awesome pick.
Thanks. I'll give myself the claps then for that. That was fun. It's always fun to go back and see where our picks are at and kind of how they turned out at the end of the year and how wrong I usually am, but they're always fun to do, and it's fun.
Just real quick before we move on to talking about previewing the playoffs real quick, because I know you got like, you know, a few minutes left. I had the NFC champion as the Green Bay Packers, and you had the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So your team is still in the fight. The Packers unfortunately lost on Sunday Night Football in Week 18. So my team's out there. We both had the Buffalo Bills as AFC champions and Super Bowl champions.
Yeah.
So I think we're all chips in on the Bills there, Sam.
Yeah, hey, and I like their chances. I still do. I know the Chiefs are going to have a lot to say about it. Maybe even the Bengals make some noise there, but I'm not seeing a lot of other teams in the AFC that make me too nervous when it comes
and
to the
And how cool would it be with, like, this whole DeMar Hamlin situation leading into Week 18? Like, it would just be a pretty cool storybook. Like, they would make movies about – I mean, they're going to probably make movies about the DeMar Hamlin situation anyway, or like a 30 for 30 or something.
Yeah.
But if they end up winning the Super Bowl, that would just be pretty cool.
Yeah, no kidding. And, you know, I had friends who were disappointed and upset that they weren't able to complete that game at some point because of the implications and seeding and whatnot. And I'm just like, come on, guys, you got to be joking, right? There's so many different reasons why they shouldn't complete the game. DeMar being the number one reason. The last reason on that list being delaying the entire playoffs by a whole week just to fit in one more game is just ridiculous too. But the fact that those two teams could end up meeting in the playoffs, you know, that would be that. Hey, what better way to settle it than in the postseason, right? So we'll see where it all goes.
Sam, last thing before we wrap up, we've got a bunch of guys here that are in the playoffs. Some of them are making their postseason debuts, which is pretty cool to see. Might get Tyler Huntley starting on Sunday Night Football, which would be pretty cool.
That's hopefully, wild.
Hopefully he's able to go this week because of that injury there. With I think he's got multiple injuries with his throwing shoulder and arm and wrist or whatever. But Devin Lloyd, for instance, first time in the playoffs. You know, there's a bunch of guys. You can go to kslsports.com. I've got a local players who made the playoffs. But Sam, just real quick before we wrap it up, who are the guys that you're most excited to see in the playoffs as far as the locals are concerned?
Well, I'm going back to the guy I was most excited to see at the beginning of the year. I'm going with Devin Lloyd again with the Jaguars, because again, that's a team that's got, I think, a chance to make a little bit of playoff noise here. A team that certainly reached or exceeded any expectations they had for their squad this year. And the way that Devin has played, that would just be so awesome for him to have a playoff moment, right? A big sack or an interception or something like that against the Chargers on Saturday. So I'm looking forward to that game and to Devin Lloyd in the playoffs, seeing what he can do. And then, you know, Fred Warner is another guy that I would like to see have a successful postseason run. He's put together a pretty decent NFL career to this point. It'd be nice for him to kind of add a nice postseason run to that now.
Yeah, it would be pretty cool. We've got Dalton Schultz, who I'm interested to watch on Monday Night Football. The Cowboys, I think they're going to have some pressure on them. Tampa Bay looked pretty good last week, and so and the Cowboys looked terrible. So I'm interested to see how they play. And then last one for you, Sam, just a couple of the coaches. Andy Reid with the Chiefs, interested to see if he can take them back to the Super Bowl. And then Brian Johnson, quarterback coach with the Eagles, who have both of those – coaches have first round buys as the number one seed, so we won't see him this week in the wild card round, but next week in the divisional round it'll be interesting to see how they kind of go as the playoffs go throughout this next couple of weeks.
As long as someone by the end of the year with the local tie gets a Super Bowl ring, that'd be pretty cool. So let's hopefully that happens for us. Well, Kyle, I think that's it for this week. It's time to focus on the playoffs now. What do you say?
Let's go. I appreciate it.
All right.
I'm here for it. We'll be back next week, and hopefully we've got some fun games that we can talk about.
Yeah, we certainly will. All right. And, of course, you can follow all of the what do they call it, Super Wild Card Weekend now, I think, or whatever. You can follow all of it on
Super Awesome, Amazing Wild Card Weekend. Yeah.
KSLSports.com and on KSL Sports Live Sunday night, 10:45. All right, that's it. For Kyle Ireland, I'm Sam Farnsworth. This is the Yards After College Podcast. Thanks for listening.